Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Scott's going to join us here in just a moment. He is recording something for all of you that had us giggling during the break, and we could all use a laugh today, so that's coming up straight ahead. But we want to get back to Jim in Kansas City, who is former undercover narcotics officer. And Jim, thank you for hanging on during the break. We all have so many questions about this in what has to be one of the, if not the most dangerous job within a police department, and that is what you did for however many years that you did it. And you were telling us a story before the break that there were times that you accidentally knocked on the wrong door.
No, it wasn't me. It was my team.
Yeah.
And it was dealt with accordingly. But what I'm saying is we were mandated by our general orders once you bought, and it was drugs, which you really... nobody cares about now. I mean, they do if it's multiple pounds. But we were buying small quantities. And then we would hit that house with a search warrant in hopes of getting the bigger dealer. That's how it worked. But you were required, or my team was required to... okay, it's the fourth house up on the west side of the street. The numbers are blah, blah, blah. And we more than once hit the wrong house. We hit the house of an 80-year-old lady. She had no idea what was going on.
Oh, God.
We, as a department, paid her for any damage, because we threw flashbangs and the whole nine yards. The house we wanted was next door, and all these guys are standing in the yard going, "What the heck?" And they bolted. They were gone.
And I wonder today, Jim, do you know, has policy changed for low-level drug buys? Would there still be that much force used?
Lot, unless we, and I say my former department, is working with the DEA. Then once the DEA becomes involved, all bets are off, because
right.
they have powers that we never thought about. All ours were through the DEA. And yes, we did hit the wrong house a couple of times.
We had a former SWAT officer yesterday, Jim, who said that there are, you know, just technologically speaking, there are tools in officers' tool belts today that don't wipe out the need for the no-knock warrant, but certainly provide other alternatives where maybe in the
exactly.
70s and 80s they didn't.
I agree with that 110%. I do agree with that, Dana. But back when I was doing it,
yeah.
This is when I did it during the 80s and 90s. This is when all the crack and everything was coming
yeah.
from Los Angeles, and the guys that we were dealing with didn't play. And my team was tasked with take your rear end in there, buy the drugs from these guys, buy as much as you can, and then we'll take care of it later. And we did.
Why?
It was not a fun time.
Oh, God.
There were many times that I was at a grocery store and I saw somebody that I had purchased illegal substances from, and I had to send my wife and kids away. I said, pretend you don't know me.
But, Jim, with respect to what you did for a living, why?
But you're just saying that's how it was in the 80s. I mean, Scott, you're the crack epidemic, and
because I was a cop.
I understand. And Jim, I don't want to take anything away from what you did.
He's just saying, why was that the policy, Jim?
I understand that, sir. I'm just saying that's what I signed on for.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if people want to get high and ruin their lives, let them.
Well, but you're forgetting, Scott, all of the other crime that came out of that epidemic in the 80s. It was
exactly,
a different time.
But not to the extent that they were doing it.
Hmm. Okay.
If you were selling a couple of rocks on the street, it was like, as soon as you sold it to me, I would arrest you right then. Problem solved.
Okay.
But what the cultivation was, it's like, where are you getting this from?
You want to get the bigger fish.
Exactly. We would climb up the ladder as far as we could go.
All right. Jim, do appreciate the call.
Thank you for it.
Somebody writes in, wasn't the Waco fiasco the result of a no-knock warrant? If it was, what a horrible no-knock that turned out to be, because you could see them coming.
Like for days.
And there was a standoff, I believe, for 4 days.
No, it was longer than that.
We are not getting into that.
Although one of the best docuseries I have ever watched was Waco. And Jamie Monticelli just watched it, and she said, I'm going to start listening to your recommendations. That's the best damn thing I've ever watched.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She's like, that might be the best series I've ever watched. I go, no one ever listens to me. I tell you what to watch. Run, do not walk. Watch Waco.
Here comes some more run, do not walks.
Do you remember Vicki Mabry? Do you remember that name?
No.
Yes, you do. Okay. I'm Vicki Mabry with CBS News. Tall, thin, Google Vicki Mabry. You know exactly who she is. She was the one standing there when the fire started. For days she was standing there.
Vicki
Mabry? Oh, man, how do you know? That standoff went on so long. And you said 4 days. It was not 4 days. They set up a command center there for weeks.
How do you spell Vicki? Is it I-E or Y?
I don't remember. You know how all that thing started is that a postal worker.
Okay. First of all, Vicki Mabry brings nothing on Waco.
She was there.
Okay. Well, apparently not.
Did you get our thing recorded?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
So while he tried to do it for about, I don't know, 8 or 9 minutes and then threw in the towel, I just did it in 12 seconds. And I already have it edited as well.
Sam, this is why we need you in our lives, number one. And number two, we all need a laugh today. And every once in a while, a reporter does something on camera that is so funny.
Well, the best part is it's out of Hutchinson.
is it KSN?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that Hutchinson?
Wichita.
She's talking about Salina.
It is so funny. And God bless her. The headline of the story just says, you're still on camera.
Day of uncertainty, Derby says its game against Salina South will be played. Salina.
All righty. It looks like we're having a little editing error right there. It is now 5:56.
Wait, a little editing?
So good save, guy. Good save.
What she did was drop the GD in there. She dropped a good old-fashioned GD and threw her script on the ground.
And threw her scripts on the ground. She goes, throws her scripts and goes, blank.
God, blank, blank it.
And the guy goes,
Alrighty right then. We're having an editing issue.
She was still on camera when he goes, all right.
There's
no editing issue there. I'm sorry.
So everybody knows she drops a good old-fashioned GD and then throws her papers onto the ground. Then they cut to nerd anchor who goes, all righty then. Play it again, Sam.
Day of uncertainty, Derby says its game against Salina South will be played. Salina.
Alrighty, looks like we're having a little editing error right there. It is now 5:56.
Alrighty.
It is now 5:57, and at 5:58, you just lost your job.
A little editing problem there. Don't know what the editing problem
was. No, I heard it perfectly clearly. I don't think there was an editing issue there at all.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
There is nothing better than the awkward TV exchange. And
don't bring Cassine into this.
And so I know this drives Dana crazy.
They see everything we do.
I hate that one.
Apparently somebody left something up on there. Oh, there it is.
I mean, you've been to my mom's house.
So just for fun.
No, I hate this.
Yeah, I was concerned. We were out here yesterday, and we were noting that the decorative kale that we planted in the 90s backyard is probably going to attract hipsters. But
do you smell out here what's going on?
Oh, my gosh, the blooming trees.
Oh, we've got full blooms out here.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy every time I ask you a question.
You said, do you smell? And I'm like,
because it smells like orange blossoms.
Oh, got it, yeah.
Where did you think I meant?
I smell your hairspray mainly. Oh, I didn't want to say that.
That's the most important thing, I'm told.
You forced me into a corner.
That's all the email I get is all about my hair, so. So, sorry. Like, you don't have any product?
Well, please don't ever touch me again.
Wow.
Please don't ever touch me again.
Hunter Pence is the National League Player of the Week, and the Giants end up with a 9-6 win. We should tell you LeBron James is going to star in Space Jam.
Well, we actually, you mad? Because I already read that. I'm sorry.
How's Steph Curry's knee?
He's nursing it, and it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. How long have we been friends? 23 years.
I didn't know you were going to do
it. Have you ever, and I'm going to say this with a smile, ever heard me say right before you came on, there's an irrigation problem in Gilroy?
Well, you have to talk to Cassine.
You got to bring Cassine into this.
It's warm.
Don't you dare.
Today.
Don't you dare bring Cassine in here.
I stay in my lane. And it's just... to a friend to do that.
You got
to
talk to Cassine.
I've had my mom, like your Cassine. Mom at my house.
Yeah, don't try and pit me against the producer.
Well,
Cassine.
He gave me that lovely script.
My God. Could I hate you anymore?
So those are just awkward and horrifying. The one out of KSN is just funny because she just drops the GD. All righty then.
I love the anchor coming. All righty.
That escalated quickly.
You dropped a bad word.
Scott, were you here when I found Dana's clip from being an intern?
Oh, no.
Please don't.
Oh, no.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
When you were an intern at WIBW?
Like the Watson's Pool Girl.
Okay, first of all, no, I do not. I sound like the Watson's Pool Girl before my...
balls drop?
Yes, that's okay. What I was going to say. I'm like 16. I'm like, hi.
No, Sam, I wasn't here. Can we hear it, please?
Here's the full report.
Oh, thank you.
The bank building went out in a huge cloud of dust, but underneath the dust is a huge mess. 13 intern Dana Wright continues our special coverage of the implosion with the aftermath.
After the successful implosion of downtown's First National Bank, officials are facing a different kind of challenge, cleaning up the mess.
All right, stop it.
We're getting better.
Within seconds, former 14-story complex transformed into a great big pile of metal, cement, glass, marble, and let's not forget the dust.
Can't forget that dust.
Well, things have calmed down a little bit since the First National Bank dropped out of Topeka's skyline. But for some, the real work is just beginning.
Stop it.
Shush.
Well, we'll start cleaning up the debris pile tomorrow. The goal today is just get the streets cleared so everybody can have businesses.
I mean, that is some hard-hitting stuff.
Report's not over.
But even though the major cleanup starts tomorrow, crews had to get some of the rubble out of the way today. According to one KPL official, two electric crews, two gas crews, three construction crews, and four surveyors are all working together to get things cleaned up.
Let's please not forget the four surveyors. I don't even know what that means.
All right, Sam. First of all, two questions.
Cleaning up the mess.
I was 17 or 18 years old. I was so young, I cannot even tell you.
Did you write that story yourself?
I might have.
Because you put too much natural sound in there?
It was my first implosion. I was excited. I'd never seen a building
explode. Oh, it was an implosion, all right. And let's not forget the dust. You're going to need a pool.
Oh, something was imploding, all right.
Your career.
All righty then.
And let's not forget the
dust. WIBW is like, we got to get us some of that. When can you sign?
Man, intern. Get her on the payroll.
Crews down here. And,
I hate you. I hate you both.
Get that.
No, do not. I hate you both.
Get
not.
That line. And let's not forget about the dust.
We hate you not.
And you're going to need a pool.
We're late to break, and I hate you.
I don't care.
The former 14-story complex transformed into a great big pile of metal, cement, glass, marble, and let's not forget the dust.
I hate you.
The situation in Louisville, Kentucky, it doesn't seem to be out of control yet, but there have been a few skirmishes between protesters and the police. If you are just getting in your car, you haven't heard the news yet, charges were filed today. Wanton disregard was the charge that was filed against one police officer involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. Nobody else was charged. And immediately people started to the streets to protest or whatever. And we have seen video that has just come in of some issues. But nothing that seems to be too out of control. Okay? Now, apparently there is some audio that you want to play, Dana?
No, not at all.
Okay. Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today, what is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle?
Did you hear that?
Out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again. Did you hear that? Do I have a
hole in my throat?
Did you swallow a whistle?
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today...
I don't know why I think that's so funny, but it's so funny.
Hey, it's Scott Parks.
I want it to come back. Does it come and go?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
That day, what you didn't know is that at one point I texted Sam and I go, do you hear that weird whistle noise coming out of his body and I don't know which end it's coming out of?
Oh, it was happening every time you inhaled that day. It was bad. God. Oh. This was the first time you noticed
it. And then finally it was like, are we going to mention it? And then it just became so hilarious that it was like, okay, if we don't mention it, everyone's in their car going, what the hell is happening?
Hey, it's Scott Parks.
Oh my God, that makes me laugh. I know what I didn't tell you.
What's up?
My mother was a crime victim last night.
What?
Yes. I'm on the phone with my dad today. I'm like, how you doing? Fine. How you doing? Fine. We're just catching up on silly things.
Right.
And we're getting ready to hang up and he goes, oh, well, I guess there is one thing I forgot to tell you. Someone broke into your mom's car last night.
This is your dad?
Yes. I go, hello, lead barrier. I said, what do you mean they broke into her car? So she had just cleaned out her car.
Right.
Someone goes into her car in the middle of the night, opens the glove box because there was nothing in the car, and then listen to this, takes the manual, you know, the manual that goes in everyone's glove box that's like 600 pages long that no one reads,
yeah.
And it's in English and Japanese and Chinese and it, you know, in all these different languages, it tells you like, you know, how to change your clock when it's time to change your clock.
If you do things on your own car, you do read that.
Right. I've literally never in my life read that manual, and I also don't know how to change my clock.
Nobody ever does.
Thank you. So my mom says she goes out this morning, and the doors are open, and everything's kind of disheveled, and she's like, what the heck? They stole the car manual, her insurance and registration, and then all six masks she had on her, like, stick shift. She had six masks.
Like cloth masks? Or
one chief's mask, one, like, KU mask, and then a bunch of, like, you know, just medical masks.
Huh.
And so I said to my dad, so they're thieves, but they're concerned about the pandemic.
Okay.
And that's it. They're going to move the car because they've got a ring doorbell camera now. Why would you steal the, what is more worthless, truly, than the how to use your car manual that for most of us has never been taken out of your car? It's just in the glove box.
There is no reason. You're dumb.
Thank you.
You are D-U-M dumb.
When they broke into my truck, they took my oil records as if that has any value.
Your oil?
Like your receipts from Jiffy Lube?
Yeah, precisely that.
Why?
They literally took everything.
Did your grandpa or your dad?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
I can still see the little tiny leather, fake leather.
Yes.
Bound notebook. And it's the size that would fit into a shirt pocket.
And they would write down how much.
Mileage,
yep.
Every time
my
they
dad
would get
did
their
that
gas.
Like a religion.
Okay, why?
They're looking for miles per gallon.
Wait, I do that.
What?
Yeah, I reset my odometer every time I fill up to track
Sam.
My miles per gallon.
You it's an are old like truck. A 95-year-old guy stuck in a 20-something's body. My grandfather
so weird?
Would keep that in his... He had one blue, not even a dress shirt because it was short-sleeved. And you know, those dress shirts all had that front pocket with the pocket protector.
Yeah, of course.
And he would keep that in there when he would go gas up, and I would watch him. He would take out that pen. He would write down the mileage.
He would write down how much gas he put in.
Yes.
The miles at what the mileage currently was.
Do the math.
That way, when he went back to fill up again in about a week or so, he would write, 11 gallons.
For what purpose?
To check the miles per gallon.
It's always the same.
That is not true, actually.
Okay, come on, Sam.
As your air filter gets dirty, your MPG goes down, so you need to track your miles per gallon.
I can't even tell you what my miles per gallon are. When it goes to empty and the light starts griping at me, I go put more in it.
Well, you don't have a 23-year-old truck.
Well, but what good does it
what
do
does it
you?
Matter?
What good does it do you if there's a very slight variation in your miles per gallon?
Oh, it's not. It's like I get 12 or 9. It's not slight.
Well, then why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care?
Why not just gas it up when it's out like everybody else? Why are the phones ringing?
By the way, I can't find what I was looking for.
Do you know what
for?
I would give to have that notebook? I would love to have my grandpa's miles per gallon.
With their and little perfect handwriting.
Perfect handwriting. And you know what else, Scott? He probably filled 100 of those over the life of one of those cars.
3 texts in a row are backing that I'm not alone.
Why? When you buy the car, they'll tell you it gets whatever miles per gallon.
Okay. I can't find the video that I was looking for, but I did find a funny video. And it's my mom playing that game where you put the thing there.
It's disgusting.
And then you have to talk and make a sense, and he'll have to guess what you're saying.
That game grosses me out. We are in a pandemic. There's no way you could play that game right now.
This was before the pandemic, but listen.
Oh, it's so gross.
Wait. Why can't I hear a damn thing?
Why are people calling about miles per gallon?
Paid the Pied Piper.
Well, paid the Pied Piper?
Your breath sounds like bread rolls.
That's just...
Your breath smells like... Oh, bread rolls. Yeah, remember that one, though.
Spider-Man's
freaking
out.
She's drooling. That game grosses me out. How much you want to bet during the old COVID, the sales of that game have gone down? Put this drooling piece of plastic in your mouth and then spit all over each other. That was really funny in December, and in March, not so much.
Hey, it's Scott Parks. And today... What is with the whistling in my throat?
Did you just whistle?
Did you hear that?
Out of your throat?
Yes. Today at NFM, you will find so many cool gifts. And there it is again.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
We are monitoring the situation in Louisville, and we'll probably get back to it here in a little bit. Well, you report it. Don't tell me.
I'm seeing on Twitter. I mean, what time is it in Louisville?
I believe they're 1 hour ahead of us, so 4:50.
The National Guard has arrived in the last hour, and I'm seeing... We're starting to see some troubling things.
Are they 1 hour ahead of us? Let me look.
I'm seeing on Twitter that they have just declared this an unlawful...
Yes, 1 hour ahead. So it's almost 5 o'clock.
Assembly. There are lines of police officers with riot gear there. That's 30 seconds ago.
We are 3 hours from the sun going down, and it has already been declared an unlawful assembly.
Why is it unlawful? We were watching the news. I mean, yes, there was a little bit of a skirmish between protesters and the police, but how is it unlawful?
It appears we've got some people surrounding some businesses. I mean, it's just stuff like that. There are arrests being made.
Surrounding a business and destroying or setting fire to a business are two completely different things.
You know, there's also video of then the, I don't, what do you call the militia style, I'm going to come in and save your town people with their guns. It's just not.
Idiots?
It's not a good environment. If you are in Louisville right now, it is not, I don't think it's a safe environment. It's certainly not a good environment.
You know, I've said this before. I wish that I cared about something enough to protest it. I just don't.
And you should be thankful that this has not touched you in a personal way to the point that you would.
And that's a fair point. That's a fair argument, Dana. But, I mean, I've lived through 3 wars. I've never felt the need to go and protest anything. I remember years ago when I was a student at KU, which is to say the early 90s, and walking by Wesco Hall and standing literally on a soapbox is this moron preacher named Fred Phelps. And I just kept walking. The people were standing there and they were yelling at him, and he's telling them they're going to grow hair on their palms and go blind and all this other stuff. And I'm like, this is stupid. And I just kept walking because I just didn't care enough. I didn't care that here's some idiot literally on a soapbox telling people that certain acts they may or may not perform in themselves is going to make them go blind.
There are a lot of people who are posting video of a man who is driving by and aggressively toward some of the people in the street.
Pointing a hand.
Yeah, those people then come up to the car, and he then pulls a gun. And it is 4 o'clock Kansas City time.
5 o'clock in Louisville, Kentucky. What we'll do is, during the top of the hour news, we will try to find a feed. We're just going to monitor it.
And so if you're just now joining us and you're like, why are you guys laughing? Why are you not talking about Breonna Taylor?
We are.
We have all day been very, very closely monitoring, talking about this, taking calls, taking texts. We have some other stories we do want to get to as we monitor.
Let's not make this bigger than it is.
We've seen this before, and I worry when the sun goes down.
Probably going to be a problem. But as of right now, we are just going to monitor it. We will listen in to the ABC news feed, and if something happens, we will go to it.
All right, here's my favorite story of the day for you, Scott. The state of California announced it will halt sales of all new gasoline-powered cars and trucks by 2035. A move the governor says will cut greenhouse gas emissions by 35%, the nation's most populous state. The proposed rule would not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling them on the used market, but it would end sales of all new gasoline-powered cars and trucks in the state of nearly 40 million people.
What if I go to Arizona and buy one?
Mm.
What if I go to Nevada and buy one?
Yeah, if you live on the border, my guess is if you own a car dealership, you are very, very happy at this news today.
What if I go to Oregon to buy one?
Well, I think they can't outlaw you in California from buying something in Oregon.
So I would just go over to the other state.
Correct.
Buy the car and then bring it back.
Yes.
What is the long-term goal here?
To cut greenhouse gas emissions.
But do they not? I'm confused. Are we going all electric?
Yes.
Where do we get electricity from?
Well, the electric place.
Which creates electricity how?
Coal.
which Scott, what does that emit?
Greenhouse gases.
Interesting how that works.
Shut up, Sam!
Stop bringing
logic. Why do
you
hate the environment?
We don't hate the environment. We hate environmental idiots.
What if we all just drove Teslas in California?
What?
How are you going to make the electricity without using coal?
Dana,
it's time to go to break.
No, it's not. When you turn on a light at your house,
it goes on every time.
Isn't that crazy?
Right?
And how do you think Evergy is making the energy to turn on your light?
Scott, I just switched it on and it goes
on. In fairness, they might use a little bit of the wind-powered turbines up in Iowa on some farm, but 90% of the time, they're burning coal to turn on your lights.
So we will start erecting those enormous fanned wind thingies.
Actually, those are not good either because those blades cannot be recycled. And so there's like entire fields of unusable blades in
Arizona. We will reuse those as airplane wings. It's time to go to break.
That is the dumbest thing you...
That'd be a really big airplane.
Airplane wings?
Really big.
They're kind of shaped like that.
What?
Recycle, reuse. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.